This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Wong Shaoning together with Philip Sea. Let's talk about the MOF's pre-budget statement. Now, the Ministry of Finance issued one for Budget 2022 on Monday, the first in our country's history.
Finance Minister Tengku Datuk Sri Zaful Abdul Aziz said in a statement that through the publication of the PBS, the rakyat would be able to track specific metrics such as the economic outlook, tax revenue performance status, and the public expenditure status for 2021. Now, the PBS also provides a preliminary overview of the direction, approach, and expected benefits of Budget 2022 and sheds a bit more light on the strain the pandemic has had on government finances this year.
So what does the report tell us about the current state of affairs of our public finances, and does it give any indication to the shape and scale of Budget 2022 and the 12th Malaysia Plan? To help us unpack the details behind the statement, we have Julia Goh, economist at UOB Bank, on the line with us. Now, what was the intention behind the government issuing a pre-budget statement? Based on what you read, did it provide sufficient insight and transparency?
Hi, good morning. The pre-budget statement, well, it's a first for Malaysia. So I guess, you know, as you said, the purpose is to enhance transparency in the budget preparation. And the public, I think the intention is really just to give the public a preview of the direction and what they could expect in terms of initiatives in the upcoming budget. Now, I think broadly, the pre-budget statement, what it has is that it tells you about a summary of the stimulus support that has been announced and implemented to date. It gives you the current economic outlook and fiscal targets for this year and the fiscal strategies in the medium term. Now, it is a high-level document, so it does not give much in-depth details and numbers, which we would have liked more, but I guess we'll just have to wait for the budget. Nevertheless, we still think it is useful and timely, given that the actual budget is 2 months away. And I think on the ground, there are concerns from businesses and the men on the street whether they will continue to receive government support. And even for market observers and rating agencies, I suppose there's a lot of questions on what are the government's fiscal plans going forward, given that the fiscal deficit target has gone from an initial 5.4% to 6.5%. 6.5 to 7% of GDP. So at least this is all, you know, provided for, and the message is given in the pre-budget statement. So I think in a nutshell, although it is a high level document, it does give a sense that policies will remain supportive for the economy and recovery. But to do that, the government needs to ensure sufficient fiscal space. So that means they will have to raise the debt ceiling. And in the medium term, I guess the message to rating agencies and to the markets is that they remain committed to reduce the fiscal deficit over time.
So, you know, you were already referencing to the need to revise that budget ceiling, because one of the key highlights from that was that the 2021 revenues declined much further than the expenditure reduction. Does this change that the need for the government to accelerate their revision then?
Yes. Well, based on our calculations, the fiscal deficit as of July could be around 4.4% of GDP. And if we assume a similar pace of expenditure for the remaining months of the fiscal year, then the fiscal deficit could easily surpass 6.5% of GDP by end of this year. So I think it reaffirms what the MOF actually guided for in the statement, that the budget deficit will hit 6.5 to 7% for this year. And the higher deficit, I think it's expected. You know, we have MCO that weakened the economy, the revenue collections, and it also necessitated more fiscal support.
Meanwhile, we look at tax collections, Julia. The tax collection has been revised lower to only 162 billion ringgit. Is this actually an opportunity for the government to relook at the entire taxation system of Malaysia then?
Yes, I think a plan to review has always been on the cards. I think this year, given higher commodity and oil prices, I think it will help to cushion the revenue shortfalls in the near term. Petronas announced an additional 7 billion of dividends to the government. So I think for this year, at least the non-tax revenue is expected to cushion some of the gaps. And we could have more dividends from Petronas and even other internal investment returns. But I think in the medium term, to improve revenue collections, there would be a need to relook at the entire system, and especially in terms of improving the tax collection and the efficiency of it. I think that would be necessary. And I think it was also highlighted in the pre-budget statement that is on the cards.
Do you think this is a precursor, a hint that the government is considering bringing back GST eventually?
Yes, I think eventually, because we know it is a key measure to enhance revenue. I mean, other taxes have been mooted, but I think in terms of a meaningful contribution to the bottom line, I think it could be GST or some kind of value-added tax. But we think it is unlikely to be announced in the coming budget, given that we are only at the beginning of the recovery path. But I think just to add on, I mean, we always talk about revenue, but as part of overall fiscal consolidation efforts and also to strengthen the government's balance sheet, I think there also needs to be efforts to manage and control expenditure. And on the expenditure side, we know there are critical areas on how the government can manage in terms of like their growing operating expenditure. We're talking about emoluments, retirement charges, supply services, grants. So all these areas can be relooked as well. And perhaps, I think, more guidance on how this could be part of the medium-term fiscal strategy would actually spur more confidence.
Well, I mean, excellent point on expenditure. So do you see a more muted budget 2022 and a less ambitious 12th Malaysia plan?
Well, I think despite the current weakness, we don't think it has derailed the medium-term prospects. MOF has also mentioned that more medium-term revenue strategies will be outlined to ensure that it's aligned with Malaysia's growth, meaning that the revenue to GDP catches up. So we expect that, you know, in view of all this, we expect budget plans should remain expansionary, pro-growth, and focus on targeted areas to revitalize the economy, given that next year will be a key year where we are supposed to move forward and move on from the pandemic. I think there will also be elements of ESG, sustainability, and inclusiveness. And I think that's what the pre-budget statement also tells us, that it's all in keeping with the 12th Malaysia plan that will be announced end of this month, and also the Shared Prosperity Vision 2030.
So, Julia, with the release of this statement, are you readjusting your projections for the economy then?
No, we kept most of our economic projections because we already accounted for a lot of the recent developments. We kept our GDP growth target of 4%, and this is on the assumption that by fourth quarter, most parts of the economy would have reopened and we could see a pickup in growth by then. And in terms of even interest rates, we expect the OPR to stay unchanged for the rest of the year.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Julia Goh, senior economist from UOB, giving us her views on the first ever pre-budget statement by the Ministry of Finance.
I think it's a very good move because you're trying to create transparency and give an indicator of what to expect for budget 2022. I guess the key thing is that revenue has really declined further than expenditure. So the government does need to think about A, opportunities to improve the revenue base, but B, not forgetting how do you basically drive efficiency by cutting expenditure.
And transparency, right?
Yeah.
That's another key part of budgetary reforms. But I think this pre-budget statement also reveals or gives us a little bit of glimpse into what we can expect for budget 2022 when it's a table at the end of October. So far, what we do know, it's going to be pro-growth, obviously. It's supposed to be inclusive. It's supposed to ensure a sustainable economic recovery from COVID-19. And they're focusing on three objectives. So it's about protecting and driving recovery of life and livelihoods, rebuilding national resilience, and catalyzing reforms. But I think the other part that's very important is managing our fiscal deficit. How do we actually bring it down? I think rating agencies, even the Rakyat, are going to be patient in terms of the high debt levels. But ultimately, we need to address that, right? Because we can't keep kicking that can down the road. We need to rebuild our savings for another crisis, which I'm sure will happen, right?
Yep. I think that social protection linkage to the budget is core. And, you know, just today in the budget, I think the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister will be doling out another series of stimulus packages, right, to execute and implement for the B40 and M40, and that will put further strain on the budget.
Yeah, but still needed nonetheless. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.